So delegates, basically, at the end of the day, they had the system to balance out geography with population, because like one town might have a bigger population, but they might not be consenting to the same government as a different town. So in order to make sure that as many people across the United States are agreeing with the government over them, they came up with this system of balancing delegates with votes. Okay. So like towns that are bigger will have more delegates to award, but towns that are smaller, even though they're awarding less delegates, the fact that they're sending delegates instead of straight votes kind of gives them as much say in terms of who's going to be president. And yeah, at the end of the day, we're talking about somebody who's president for everybody, not just the cities.
Exactly.
So that's what the delegate system is meant to balance out.
So it gives the smaller towns, if you will, the smaller states, a little bit of a voice.
Of a little bit of a voice, whereas before they wouldn't, and be more of a Pan Am situation, Hunger Games, where the cities are just telling the yeah, rural areas what to do.
Okay.
Delegates kind of cancel that out. So what happens is the cities do give out more delegates. So Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, they won big in the central part and coastal part of New Hampshire in terms of the South, and mm-hmm, that's where the population is, so that's why they win so many delegates. But both of them are only taking 9 delegates from New Hampshire thus far,
yep,
as far as the counting goes, and that means that they both essentially tied in New Hampshire towards that state convention, because at the end of the day, when we go to the convention, it's not about how many votes you got numbers-wise, because New York's going to give you a lot more votes than
sure,
New Hampshire will. But in terms of delegates, how many delegates are going to the convention? Pete Buttigieg tied Bernie Sanders in that respect.